Hello and welcome back to IT Camp. I'm John Weston with Microsoft, and this IT Camp is about Windows Server 2012. Specifically in these sections, we're going to talk about Hyper-V, and in this one, we're going to take a look at the new feature of Hyper-V called Replica. In this section, we're going to take a look at what is Hyper-V Replica all about, why it's important to you, and how you might use it in your business, and then we'll take a technical overview of how Hyper-V Replica works behind the scenes. So what is Hyper-V Replica? Hyper-V Replica is the capability of taking a virtual machine and replicating that virtual machine to another server, whether that server is physically in the same data center or it might be in some other location across a wide area network. This reminds me back to the SQL Server days when SQL Server first came out with the replication feature. Prior to that, we had to do all this programmatically with the data to be able to move records from one machine to the other. Lots of programming to keep track of that. Now, with Hyper-V, we've got this built-in replica capabilities that we're doing this at the operating system level with our virtual machines. So it's taking a running virtual machine and continuously updating or copying that virtual machine to another server that might be also in your data center for high availability, but it might also be out in, let's say, a disaster recovery site at one of your partners. So lots of capabilities to do with Hyper-V Replica. So this is a new component in the Hyper-V role. Now we've obviously had Hyper-V, but this is a new feature in Hyper-V 3.0. This allows us to be able to be agnostic and separate out between our storage loads and our workloads so we can put the virtualization capabilities on one server and then put the Hyper-V load on another server. Now this can be done standalone or we can also do it in conjunction with clustering technology. Now I want to be clear here, clustering technology is not required to do Hyper-V Replica. Some people think that you have to do clustering. That is not true to be able to do this replica capability with Windows Server 2012. Now the servers that we're replicating between do not have to be a member. Now they can be, but they do not have to be a member of the same domain. They can be members of different domains. They can be members of work groups. They do not have to be part of a failover cluster, but again, that is a possibility if you want to set this up in conjunction with clustering technology. Now we manage this capability of replica with our Hyper-V manager locally, or if remotely, we can also use our RSAT tool, or otherwise known as the Hyper-V remote server administration tools, which you can install on things like Windows 7 or Windows 8. Now if you're in a large environment, most likely you'll want to use System Center Virtual Machine Manager to manage this replica capabilities. There's lots of different scenarios that you might want to use this, but we list a couple of possibilities here. For example, if we've got a home office and some branch office locations, a distributed computing environment in our office, you might want to be able to replicate things out closer to where the users are using those applications out in the field. In an enterprise data center, let's say we have large multinational company with very large data centers around the world, this is one way of using the operating system to do the replication across your data centers without having to write your own custom application to move information or copy servers from one location to another. Another example is a hosting provider data center. Let's say, for example, you have your own in-house data center, but you want to use someone else's data center for your replication, specifically for an example of disaster recovery. Let's say, for example, you live along the coast somewhere and you're worried about, you know, losing power. You could have a disaster recovery site several hundred miles away and use this replica feature to copy your virtual machines at all times to another inland location. And then finally, a custom office or hosting provider data center allows you lots of different scenarios where you might want to be able to use this feature. So why do you care? Why is this important to you? The number one reason that we see people using this new replica feature is for business continuity and minimal downtime of virtualization in case of something happens to time of disruption. You never think that it's possible, but your data center could lose power, you could have some type of natural disaster, and this allows us to be able to have a cost-effective, efficient way. You know, some people ask, does Microsoft charge for this feature? This is included in Hyper-V. This is not a separately charged item like some of the other vendors out there. This allows Hyper-V administrators to execute failover commands so I can move things over. And actually, there's not moving things over. It's always copied in live time over to that other server. So in very quick order, you could have things up and running in another data center. It provides management tools with their own APIs. Now again, I didn't say you had to do any programming to set this up. This is all done through the interface and is actually executed as part of the operating system. But we do have an API in case you wanted to create an application on top of this new infrastructure. This does work very well with clustering. It also works with volume shadow services. So you don't have to, again, use these services, but it does work in conjunction with clustering very well. So let's take a look at the technical overview of how this really works. First, let's talk about the installation requirements. What do you have to do first before you can set up Hyper-V Replica? Obviously, we have to have the Hyper-V role in Windows Server 2012. We have to have plenty of storage, both on the primary, that's where your primary functioning server is going to be, and then also on your replica server. That's where our copies of our virtual machines are going to be located. Got to have plenty of storage, right? I mean, these VHDX files could be very, very large depending upon what kind of server and how much data and how much changes are happening to those servers. So making sure you have plenty of storage on both ends is a prerequisite. Then we need to take a look at network connectivity. These may not be located in the same local area network, or they might be across lots of different wide area networks. You got to have the connectivity between the two. Then we may need to make sure that the firewall rules are set up so we have the primary replica sites can be configured in such a way that the replica service can communicate across the network. And then finally, for security purposes, we've got to have certificates. And specifically, we use X.509v3 certificates to make sure we verify the information on both ends. Now, on the bottom of the slide, I point to a blog out there in TechNet under the virtualization team where they talk specifically about how to set up the certificate services that are required to be able to do this. So once we've got all the primary work done ahead of time, let's talk about the specific steps here to install and configure this replication service. Notice a couple of screenshots here, and I'll go into more detail when we get into the demo. But the first step is we go and add the Hyper-V role on both the primary server and the replication servers that are going to receive this copy of the virtual machine. We then add the role feature in Server Manager, and then we wanted to deploy the image in Service Management, or the DISM service. Notice there are a couple of command lines or PowerShell here where we can go through and install this with the PowerShell commandlet, install Windows feature, Hyper-V role, include our appropriate management tools. Then the first thing you need to figure out with replication is it configured properly and is the replication actually working? So we've created a best practice analyzer that allows you to go out there, confirm the installation, and verify the functionality that the replication is actually working. It's a great tool to make sure you've got everything set up and configured correctly before you try to move on or put this into production. Then once we've got that confirmed, we want to go out there and configure the replication. There's two types of replications that we can set up. One is a standalone. Again, that's a standalone environment from server A to server B. Or we can do this in a failover cluster. So if we're using cluster environment where we have lots of different nodes in our environment, we can configure this to automatically fail over in our cluster environment. You then want to enable each virtual machine for replication. This is part of the Enable Replication Wizard, as you can see the screenshots here that will walk you through the entire process to set up this replication. Or you can use PowerShell, and I've included the PowerShell script you see here at the bottom, the commandlet that you would want to use to enable this feature. Here's the different architectural components that are required to do this. Now, you don't have to do a lot of setup, but I just want to explain what actually is happening under the covers to be able to do this. We've got our network traffic, or the communication between both the primary site and the replica site, and servers handling through the network protocol to be able to take that virtual machine and make all the changes that are happening to that virtual machine are getting copied over to the replica site. There's no programming on your site. Yes, you have to do some configuration ahead of time to set this up, but once you set it up, you can forget about it. Now, obviously, you still need to monitor it, but there's no ongoing maintenance that you have to do besides monitoring the results. Now, we've got a full demo set up for that, but before we get to the demo, I want to talk about how you can get ready today to take a look at this. So in the next step slides here, we've got several links for you that you can go and take a look at this feature today. Windows Server 2012 is available in a free 180-day evaluation, so go out to aka.ms/hwws2012 and you can take a look at Windows Server 2012 today and configure this in your own environment to start learning how the replica feature of Hyper-V works. So now let's watch the next video, and it's going to show you a demonstration of how the replica feature works.